Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. Hey everyone, so we have Kevin McGuigan on the podcast today with me. Kevin is the owner of Change for Life Gym. He's operating from Kells, opened there on the 1st of September in 2020. And to the best of my knowledge, he has now just opened the second phase of that facility. Kevin, it's great to have you on. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much, Paul. It's good to be here, mate.
So I've kind of known you for a couple of years. I went to train with you as a coach, as in like I went to get coached by you. And people sometimes don't understand that. Like you're a PT, but you're going to a PT. Fuck yeah. Always. Yeah. I love to have that support. I love to learn from other people. And I'm happy to promote people who are good people, good guys, i.e. not dicks, and that they're out there fucking helping people, which is what I like. I like people who help people, and I know that's what you do. And I love your message. I love you putting out. I've been loving seeing you grow over the last while. But so you opened a gym in Kells in 2020. Talk to me about Change for Life.
So suppose we opened the gym on the 1st of September after the lockdown, Paul. A couple of lockdowns. I decided that I needed my own place because I needed my own space. And when I finally went out on it, I guess I just kind of excelled really, really quick. And now we're into the second phase of the extension now. So, yeah, I suppose started off with one end. With like a kind of number in my head, where could we go to? And we got to that number very fast. And then that's when we decided that we definitely need this extension. The extension was obviously to add more value to the clients and give them more space because of obviously the current situation. So I think it's important to make them feel that they're safe when they come into a gym. And mine was like 1,400 square foot. It's now 3,200. So I suppose it was the extension was about safety of members as well as adding a bit more value with the new style of training as well.
Yeah. And we say gym, but you're not really a gym, are you?
Well, I suppose the gym, like exercise is the foundation, isn't it? The foundation of many different things. And like I want people to come to our gym and treat it and feel like it's a second home. You know, I want people to network amongst each other. I want them to learn from each other, and we want to do a lot more than just exercise from the gym.
So what is your what's your kind of philosophies or beliefs or values now around what you do as a coach?
What I do as a coach is suppose I influence people to start exercising first of all. I just think with the exercising, it leads to so many different things in your life. Like people, like I suppose it used to be for me as a coach was just to get people in shape. And now it's about, you know, building them up, building their confidence up, making them believe they can do things that they couldn't do. Because a lot of people think they're not good enough for gyms. They think, you know, they maybe look stupid, you know, they're not fit enough, they can't do the exercises, right? Suppose for me, it's all about building their confidence up and making them believe that they can do that. And I suppose the gym now is a place where like we take people away from stressful businesses, stressful families. You know, it's just like get them into a place where they can be around like-minded people, enjoy being, you know, exercising, being around that type of people, de-stressing, suppose, and getting away from internal thoughts as well.
And that's why, you know, it's why I've enjoyed watching your growth is that, you know, I think we're very much aligned in terms of what we want to provide as coaches to people, a safe environment to train in. You know, I know that you've got into personal development a little bit over the last couple of years and really the study of yourself. So how did that come about, or when did you get into the self-development?
So the self-development's going on now. I'm in my third year, Paul. It was realizing that I wanted to become better. My environment, like my wife was at university becoming a mental health nurse. My daughter was getting extremely smart at school. And I didn't know enough of coaching, especially modern day coaching. So I was very much stuck in doing the bodybuilding style of training. And I knew that I needed to improve because I've seen so many people improving around me. So I knew I needed to get smarter. I needed to understand who I was and what I wanted from life more, rather than just flowing on an everyday basis. So I started doing some online courses, getting a little bit smarter, and I started to like it. Started to watch a lot of videos of mentors, and I started to like it. And then I got involved with a mentor and just started my journey from there.
Is support for you as a coach, as a business owner, something that you find important?
Absolutely. 100% support is what you need. You can't do it by yourself, but you need support. It's massive. It's so, so important. You need people around you who has done what you want to do and who wants the best for you.
What do you see that the personal development or self-development or even the mentorship has brought you? Is it like a structure or what?
Oh, there's so much to it. You know, there's so much to it. And suppose there's so many different areas where you can improve in yourself. I think for me, it's identified so many weaknesses in me and so many limiting beliefs and suppose a lot of things that was holding me back. You know, it's able to just kind of discover who you are, discover why you act the way you act today. You know, things like that is very, very important. And I think a lot of people, including myself, can run through life and get nowhere and think that that's how it is.
The aspect of asking why, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I here? You know, why is this important? And why am I acting the way I'm acting? And you talked about identifying weaknesses, and that can scare people whenever you start. And that's, you know, one of the biggest barriers that I see within personal development is that aspect of whenever people start to study themselves, they start to see negative stuff. They start to see weaknesses. They start to see failures. They start to see problems. And if they're not coached and supported through that, they remain in the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose whenever I started to see the weaknesses, I suppose I was internally driven by seeing the weaknesses of Paul because I like to progress. Like being from a bodybuilding background, you're constantly trying to get better. So if I could transfer that mindset from my exercise and bodybuilding days into becoming a better person, for looking for progression all the time, I suppose that was something for me when I started to identify these. Whenever I was able to overpower one of them, then it got exciting for me. And then you started to believe that you could maybe overpower another couple of things. And once you start getting better at them, you start to realize that you're probably the problem that's holding you back. You're the problem. And then the support of people around you, again, you know, is always a big, big bonus. I think, you know, you definitely need the right people around you, and you definitely need to be one of them people yourself who is supporting people that need you as well.
Being the problem and identifying that and taking ownership of that and taking responsibility of that, that is for me, that's core. That's like if you can take ownership, and if you can understand that, you know, where you're at in your life is because you have made choices. It's not about blame, you know, it's about, okay, you're the problem. And whenever you do that, what you also understand is that you're also the fucking solution. So you can get, you are the solution to get yourself out of this because you've put yourself in it. you have that choice, you have that ability. You can go and you can move forward and you do that. And, you know, you talked about your bodybuilding days, and, you know, I'm sure there's probably a lot of my listeners, maybe like my clients who don't know you in that respect. You've won some shows, you've been in some incredible physical condition, and you had a drive there long before, you know, you opened a gym. Talk to us about bodybuilding. What did it give you?
Okay, I suppose when you go back to the start of bodybuilding, it wasn't like you never had in your head you're going to be a bodybuilder. You went to the gym, and it was about trying to change your life a wee bit, because you were running around, you're young, you're drinking, you're partying, you're doing all the wrong things, and you were realizing, and I kind of do something better than this. So it started off with trying to get a six pack for the ladies, you know, trying to get a wee bit of confidence, and trying to get away from the bad weekends that you were doing. And then it quickly progressed. I fell in love with it very, very fast. I mean, I went through, like, I was group six of us running about, and they all went individually into wee different periods where they would have came to the gym with me for maybe 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, maybe 6 months. And over a period of 3 years, I went through them all, and I just kept going and going. I loved it so much. Like, it was always something that when you got yourself in the, at that time in particular in my life, you got yourself in a bit of shape, and people were starting to give you compliments for the right reasons. And I think wee things like that make a massive difference. So suppose you were looking better in your clothes, you were looking better out of your clothes. And then a bodybuilder met me in the gym. My partner didn't turn up to train. And he says to me, I could train with him. And I got to know him a wee bit, and he was saying, I see you're very dedicated. I love this, you know, it's brought a lot to my life, and it's kept me away from the bad things that was probably going to progress and get worse and worse and worse. And I just love the feeling of feeling good about myself. So he took me under his wing, started training me for the next 4 years. So that was 7 years into it, started to look really good at the time. And then a guy goes to me in the gym, I think you'd be a good personal trainer. And I was like, do you think so? And he was like, I've just became a personal trainer. Now, I knew this guy, and I knew his fitness background and his journey, and he wasn't really involved in fitness for too long. So I kind of thought, well, if he could do it, I could do it. So ended up doing my personal training course. And then from that point, then I met a girl, moved to Derry, and I got a job in Fitness First. Started down there, PTing. And the guys were very much very advanced compared to back in the town of Balmina in Derry. They were very much advanced, and there was a couple of bodybuilders working in the gym, and they were saying it was pretty good shape in that. And one of them was getting ready for a competition, and he was going over to see another fella in another gym in Derry to look at him. So he brought me over with him. Started chatting to the guy over there, and the guy goes to me, can I have it? He was stripping down to get a look at him for see where he was at for his competition. And the guy goes to me, Joe, can I have a look at you as well? Me standing in the gym for the first time, full of self-doubt with all these big guys around me. Stripped down. I thought at the time my legs were terrible. He told me they were the best body part. I was highly impressed, and he reckoned that I'd be a good first-timer. So I went back with the guy I was with at the time, and we went back to the gym. And I says, you think I'd be a good first-timer? And he says, aye, definitely. I was like, okay. That was it, Paul. Started from there. 12-week diet, straight down to Limerick, won my first show. Year later, trained with the same guy who had seen that day. He took me under his wing, trained me for a full year. Got me, I think we put on like 16 pounds or something, the real, real quality, changing the physique in that first year. Never trained like it before in my life. It was incredible training. It was a completely different level, different experience altogether. Really, really fell in love with the bodybuilding. Became a massive part of my life. Went on, done the novice, Belfast, big lineup, 16 people, one beast, Andy McBride, an absolute fantastic bodybuilder. It was probably too big for the category, but it was his first time in stage. They put him into the novices, and he beat me in the lineup, and it was brilliant because it really done massive things for my confidence as a bodybuilder, because I was small and compact. It wasn't really that heavy, so living a bit in self-doubt. But whenever I stood in that lineup and got second, I loved it. Next day, there was another show in Derry. Went down, won the novice there because he couldn't do it because he had won in Belfast. So that gave me the opportunity of winning. And then they, because I won, they gave me an opportunity of going into the next category, which was the Masters. And I won that as well, which I beat a couple of really good bodybuilders. So suppose from the first 2 years, my confidence went through the roof as a bodybuilder. So we ended up doing 11 shows after that. Well, ended up getting one fourth. I became fourth from Mr. Britain, which was fantastic. I had 1 second and the rest was wins. So really, really, really fantastic results all around.
So, I mean, it's a winning background for you in terms of bodybuilding and the sport.
Yes.
And you talked about, well, you talked at the start about, you know, kind of exercise, you know, being like a therapy, and you described it from what I see it as like foundations to things and a catalyst and for change and stuff. But in there, you were talking about it became a way of keeping you away from bad things. So what were the bad things as you were growing up, before you get into that?
Suppose before I get into the training or after, you talking?
Before you get into the training.
Before I actually get into training, Paul, obviously growing up as a kid, we grew up in the 90s in Rathenra, which was crazy times.
In Antrim?
Yeah, in Antrim. And drugs were massively on the scene at the time, and people were taking them from all young ages. So obviously experienced a lot of that myself, and seen a lot of stuff that a young man of my age should have never seen. So I had a lot of traumatic experiences, should we call them. And then going into the exercise thing later on in life, I suppose whenever I slipped in and out of the party scene, you know, when I faced other traumatic times, I always had that exercise as a go-to place. There was always, no matter how low you felt or how bad you felt or what you were going through, there was always that, oh, do you know what, I'll just go down to the gym. And then you went to the gym, you had that hour and a half yourself where everything was okay again. You know, it was replenishing you. You were feeling good again. You were leaving the gym, you were starting to feel good again. So I suppose for me, when I look back on it, knowing what I know today, it was 100% it's therapy.
The gym therapy and changing your environment, was that part of your process?
Yes, I suppose going to the gym introduced me to a lot more positive people than probably the people that I was partying with at the weekends and stuff like that. And through time, you start to get to know them more and spend a wee bit more time with them. And yeah, definitely the gym environment had an impact on the direction I ended up going in my life, 100%.
And did you see your circle of friends change at all?
Yeah. Once I started taking the bodybuilding serious, and then I moved to Derry, I met a bigger circle of people who was doing bodybuilding, and it kind of was drifted into the bodybuilding world. I'm still friends with all the ones that I grew up when I was younger, but I started moving into different circles.
Your role as a coach and how you've progressed, obviously we've talked about the bodybuilding, the PT aspect of it, and then you've seen that there was a different style of coaching. And I know before we come on the call, we've had a chat previously about you ended up working with a client who had PTSD.
Yes.
How did you approach that, or what did you find from that?
So at the time, I wasn't very experienced even as a coach, personal trainer, and he contacted me through, he's seen some of my stuff on social media, because the transformations had literally just started at the time, and I'd done one after a bodybuilding show. I literally just started back bodybuilding. So I suppose he seen the transformation and some of the stuff that I was putting up and contacted me. And then when he came in, as a guy who his head was low, you know, he was very, his confidence was low. I didn't really know the full story of exactly what had happened. I just knew he contacted me, says he's gained a bit of weight and he wanted to lose a bit. Then I got to know him a bit. Then he kind of, you know, told me exactly where he was at and what was going on. And within a couple of months, had a massive impact in his life. He was full of energy. His head was lifting up when he was, you know, in the gym. He was back to himself. and I was very appreciative of it, but I didn't realize the impact that exercise could have on a person at that stage, because I didn't know what I know today. I was only starting my journey out.
So he changed, and you seen the changes in him, but at that point it still didn't click with you, the impact that you could actually have on someone's overall life.
I didn't realize, you know, I knew that it helped him, but I didn't realize how big it could be. I also, even at that stage, didn't realize what exercise was doing for me either.
And it comes through your message. It comes through your gym, through your training, through everything that you do. It comes through the name of your brand, Change for Life. Is, you know, it's more than bodybuilding. It's more than physique transformations. It's more than training. It's getting down to the fundamentals and using exercise as some, like you said, therapy, as, you know, we're using it as foundations, as catalysts for change. Yep. And changing our environment is part of that. And, you know, you're seeking out mentors and developing yourself. Do you feel that all goes hand in hand with what we do now as coaches?
Yeah, I suppose, like, for me, Paul, I want to be much more than a gym. Like I mentioned earlier, I want to be able to have conversations with my clients that has a massive impact on how they think and how they feel. So even, you know, like I've spoke to some clients, you know, before the lockdown, and I've seen them progress from being very low by just stuff I've learned in the self-development books. You know, even silly things like asking yourself important questions. You know, important questions and connecting emotions to feelings can change your whole day and change how you feel and bring you back to appreciating certain things you're achieving in your life. You know, even being able to have them conversations with a client and making them think different. And when they leave you that day, they're leaving you on a high and they're asking themselves questions. I love that. You know, that's nothing to do with exercise. You know, that's exactly where I want to be.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
That relationship that you can build with people that extends beyond training is, for me, that's incredible. For me, you know, watching people change and having those conversations, and you can't really quantify that. You can't put a value on it. You can't charge for it. But for me, as a coach and for somebody who has a community, which I know that you have a community, and we talk about community, is massive. It's important. Is that support is there for each other. There's people going through the same shit that you've went through, and they've come out the other side. So we're not living in the problem. You know, we're people who've been through the problems, We are now in the solution. And that's, I think, where I guess we both want to take our clients and keep them there. And as we're kind of about to wrap up the podcast, I have a bit of a question here that I hope you have an answer for it, my man.
Okay, help me out.
If you had a billboard, what would you put on it?
If I had a billboard, what would I put on it? Where do you mean this billboard?
Well, let's just say it's the billboard opposite the North Road filling station there in Ballymena, and you have a billboard there. What do you want to put on it?
Relating to my gym or to me?
I don't give a fuck what you put on it, man. That's what I'm asking. Like, what would you put on it?
Okay, right. Just off the bat, Paul, I would put a gym, right? Like a little brain for mindset and a big community of happy people.
Okay. I'm glad I put you onto the spot there, because I liked having to cause you to think for a second. And now we know there's going to be an advertising billboard outside the North Road filling station at some point in the near future, with some happy faces and a brain and a mind on it. So, awesome, man. Thank you for answering that. Tell us, how can our listeners connect with you? I know your gym, the facility is in Kells. And, you know, Kells, it's a small place, but it's 10 minutes from Ballymena, it's 10 minutes from Antrim, it's probably 10 minutes from Ramblestown. You know, you're pretty actually central in terms of commuter routes. How can we connect with you?
So basically, the gym is in Kells and it's in Old Green. So there's a big restaurant that's very well known called the Curry Restaurant. And it's just literally next door to Curry Restaurant. So that's the location of it.
Okay. And are we on Facebook, Instagram? What are you
Yes, on? We're on Facebook, Instagram, and literally just started TikTok, but it's not up and running yet.
TikTok.
So it's just Change for Life Gym, Kells.
Okay, awesome. So I will hook any handles that we have up in the show notes. I'm not sure about TikTok though, brother. I'm not sure I can promote fucking TikTok
you know
in this
what?
Podcast.
I'm going to give it a go. Why not?
Okay,
I've failed in loads of things before, Paul. Why not give this a go?
I look forward to seeing you on TikTok, dude. That's going to be good value. You should soon be setting up an OnlyFans account then, because I would pay for that. Okay. So listen, man, it's been great to chat to you, great to catch up. Awesome to hear your story. And if anybody wants to check out Kev's facility, Change for Life, I'll hook the labels up in the show notes and you can go down. Are you offering free sessions?
Just to you, mate. Just
okay.
To you.
All right. Okay, man. It was good to chat to you.
Good to talk to you, mate. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.